Healthcare workers given gender-neutral language guidelines, avoid mom, use caregiver. By Hannah Blow on July 12, 2022. Healthcare workers at Unity Point Health in Iowa were given new guidance urging them to avoid gendered words such as mom and dad, urging them to replace them with non-gendered words and phrases instead. The guidance, which appears to incorporate the theme of the Progress Pride flag, the updated flag which calls for more inclusion by including stripes for transgender and minority communities, features two columns. The first column lists a series of routine words and phrases that employees should avoid, such as wife, mom, guys, she, chairman, and more. The other side offers gender-neutral alternatives, such as everyone, children, caregivers, and they or them, that they should use instead. Words such as wife, husband, boyfriend, or girlfriend should be avoided and replaced with spouse, significant other, and partner, per the guidance. According to the sheet, mom and dad should be avoided and replaced with parents, guardians, and caregivers. Additionally, children should be used in lieu of son or daughter, and gendered words such as ladies or guys should be replaced with words such as everyone or team. The guidance also urges the workers to use an individual's name rather than titles such as Mr. or Mrs. Breitbart News reached out to Unity Point Health asking if it could authenticate the guidelines circulating on social media. Breitbart News also asked if there would be repercussions for workers who refuse to adhere to the guidance. At Unity Point Health, we aim to create a culture of belonging for the people and communities we serve. Mackenzie McFarland, a senior marketing communications specialist for Unity Point Health, Des Moines told Breitbart News, describing the guidance as optional. This optional language was shared on our social media platforms and with team members, for those who are seeking ways to be more inclusive in how they communicate, she added. This is just one of several recent examples of gender-neutral language permeating today's culture. The online dating site Match.com, for instance, provides over 24 gender options for individuals signing up, from polygender to neutrous. Centers for Disease Control, CDC, Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has been known to use the term pregnant persons to describe a pregnant woman, and the publicly funded British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, recently came under fire for using the phrase pregnant people in its coverage of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. More recently, First Lady Jill Biden delivered a speech at what has been described as a Latinx inclusion luncheon. Despite the fact that less than 2% of Hispanic Americans use the Latinx to describe themselves.